Hi, this is a cold open. I'm Sean Holmes.
And I'm Brian Massey, and that was like the shittiest cold open I've ever heard.
And you think, this is the Prime Directive. We're going to get to the usual intro in just a minute. Yeah. But I would like to say, like I did last episode, that this is one of the ones that we have to kind of re-record it again.
I thought we were going to say that we didn't want to do this again. What? Fuck it. Whatever. We're doing it. We're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Fuck it.
And I think we're recording. Okay. Yeah, we are. Okay. Or re-recording.
Oh, dude.
I thought that was only for Boldly Going Nowhere.
I swear to God, if we have to record this a third time, I'm going to come over to this table and fucking punch you in the goddamn face.
And on that note, let's start the show.
Hey, wait.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
Captain Sean Holmes.
And your first officer, Brian Massey.
Our ongoing mission is to explore every episode of Star Trek ever.
That's right. We doing this.
We doing this. We doing this for life.
Blast off, man.
70 episodes to go.
Let's do this.
This is episode 6, The Enemy Within.
Engage.
Engage.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Prime Directive. Sean, I just want to say, I'd never hurt you, baby. I'm sorry. Please, don't be that way. Please, I'm sorry.
I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you right in the face.
I'm sorry, baby.
I'm going to hit you right in the... Look at me. Look at... You fucking look at me.
One of these days, Alice.
One of these fucking things.
Boom! Right to the moon!
Straight to the moon!
Okay. welcome to the... Yeah, exactly.
You got Honeymooners welcome. In my Star Trek podcast.
Oh, God.
By the way, has anybody ever done a Honeymooners podcast? I'm not saying that like we should do one, because no.
We have enough podcasts, Brian.
I'm just saying, has anyone ever done a Honeymooners podcast? Because like that's got to be like the most like, you
do
know...
Do you want podcasts? Because this is how you get podcasts.
No, I don't want to do that podcast. I'm just saying, like, there's got to be some niche podcast out there. They're just saying, like, oh my God, Ralph Cramden, what a masterpiece.
Just the Honeymooners.
That's got to be a weird subject, right? Just
that
to talk
is,
about, like,
weird.
Just the Honeymooners. And, like, you know, it's like, all right, well, you know, they only had, like, 20 episodes. So I guess we're done after, like, 20 episodes.
I guess.
Moving on to the next show.
Anyways, well, welcome to the Prime Directive. I'm your Captain Sean Holmes.
And I'm your First Officer, Brian Massey.
Brian, you basically, I think you turned me on to this, and like I had no idea it existed.
I turned you on.
You turned me.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Turned me on to it. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. anyway, you turned me on. ASMR right there. Okay, let's... Per usual, Prime Directive, we get very sexual very quickly.
Oh, yeah, baby. We get up all up in that mic and tickle your ear pussy. Yeah.
A little bit.
Quick, say the alphabet.
Wait.
You playing the alphabet game down there.
No,
all day, my
name. Hey. I didn't even listen to it. I want some Star Trek.
We should have saved that joke for the nick in time.
We should have. But per usual at Cast Slave Studios, we're a day late and a dollar short.
No. Take that joke back. That's our fucking life, pretty much.
CastSlaveStudios.com. A day late and a dollar short. Wait. CastSlaveStudios.com. A day late and a dollar short.
We get shut down. So it's like, sorry. It's like, but it's free. I don't care. You're shut down.
I'm dying. I got that fucking cold that lingers. lingers around. By the way, I'm done with like censoring myself.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm like, we're not ruled by the FCC. This is the internet.
Yeah, to fuck it.
It's the final frontier. Fucking shut up, Wesley. Which we'll get to that in 75 episodes from now.
There's the alpha quadrant, the beta quadrant, the Centauri quadrant, and the Delta quadrant. We're going to the fuck it quadrant.
The fuck it quadrant.
We're going all the way over to F.
Fuck you, Wesley. Shut up, you little piece of shit. Star Trek The Experience, yes. Something I went on, I believe, like from it was like 1980s all the way.
I mean,
like
I want to say it was the 90s to like
1990. Yeah, 1998 to 2008.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I had his 10-year run, and I had no idea how awesome.
Yeah,
this is the image of the bar.
Yeah, this place was freaking awesome. They had Quark's bar there.
Look at that.
They had like a couple 4D rides.
So you got the.
Like you got the Voyager, you got the Enterprise D
and the Enterprise D in all its glory, and you got like this the cool bar, mm-hmm. and you got like the cardboard cutouts on everything. Yeah. You know, everything just looks space age and cool, and you know what? You know, and there's a rumor that they're going to bring it back.
Yeah, I mean that's been going on for a while. Though.
It has been going on for a while. The recent one was posted on March 31st, mm-hmm. so we're thinking it's a little too close. To April Fool's Day.
Yeah, a little bit then.
Yeah, so anyway, Star Trek The Experience. Mm-hmm.
They had a couple, the
Las Vegas Hilton.
Yeah.
Gorgeous venue.
They had a couple 4D rides that you would get on. Like, one of them was, like, a Klingon experience. Like, some shit where, like, you were fighting Klingons. And that was cool, but that wasn't the one that I wanted to go to. I wanted to go for the Borg experience because, like, and, you know, we haven't really talked about the Borg yet because we're in, you know, the original series and whatnot, which, by the way, it would be so cool if the Borg showed up in, like, the new J.J. Abrams continuum so that Kirk could fight the Borg, but, or not, please don't crucify me if, you know, like, that's just wrong, no, that's a Picard villain, but... Like, the Borg, man, the Borg are fucking, like, legit. Like, that would be so cool to do. And...
I really want a recreation of either a Borg cube or one of the ships from Star Trek.
What they had, one of the things...
Like, size for size.
One of the things that they had there that...
Even one of the scout ships. Sorry. Go ahead.
One of the things that they had there was a full one-to-one scale replica of the Enterprise D bridge. And a lot of people, a lot of nerds, loved to get married there because they're already in Vegas. And, I mean, here's my thing. You can either get married by Elvis while you're out there. I mean, if you're, you know, common trash. Or you could have Picard, you know, give your vows. And
do you take this... person,
do you take this fish
to be your lawfully wedded
wife,
husband slash wife
slash this... whatever your interests are?
Do you take insert name here?
Do you take this Klingon to be your lawfully wedded Klingon? You know,
forever brandishing yourself on pieces of toilet paper.
Okay, here's kind of the crazy thing too. Like, there would be different people from different fandoms that would come to this. Like, obviously, like they had to have liked Star Trek to be able to go there. But like, I actually remember seeing a couple photos. Like, there was one couple and they were dressed as, like, you know, Mal and what's her name from Firefly. Right. And then I saw another one where it was like these two people were dressed as Anakin and Padme from Star Wars. And I'm like, wait, what?
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 Oh, so anyway, like, the Star Trek experience, I mean, as you see, there's a recreation of the bridge from TOS.
I'm not entirely certain that was actually at the Vegas thing, but that is something that was going around for a while. It was like a road show. Pardon me. There was a road show.
Road show.
McDonald's breakfast burritos.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's always McDonald's breakfast burritos. Oh, yeah.
so delicious. But yeah, that place freaking rocked. And I remember actually, I bought a DVD set of all the next gen videos or all the next gen movies, and they actually have a farewell thing to it. And so if you buy that like 5-disc DVD thing, they actually go in depth as to everything that, you know, that experience had and whatnot. And apparently there's still a lot of that stuff still hanging up. Actually, no, you know what? I'm wrong. There was a lot of that stuff still hanging up. They held an auction after a while because they wanted all that shit out of there. So, like, there's somebody who has this Enterprise. There's somebody who has this shuttle. There's somebody, like, a lot of the employees went back there and were like, no, I want my, you know, I want my work suit, because they'd walk around and, you know... What is it?
Is it ever advertisement for Star Trek's The Experience? It'll blow the tape right off your glasses.
Oh, that's... Wow. That's mean. Oculus Reparo.
Oculus Reparo. Insert Star Trek Experience.
Mm.
So anyway, in other news, yeah.
By the way, if you're watching the stream or you're watching the live video and you're wondering why I'm wearing sunglasses, it's really fucking bright here today in Maryland. Like, the sun just decided he was going to show his ass, and I can't deal
like
with it.
Like, we right had now to throw, like, a my old blanket over here.
Mm-hmm. So it's not that I'm just, you know, wearing sunglasses inside to be cool and edgy. I'm genuinely
well,
having trouble. Man
Jack, how you doing?
I wear my sunglasses at... No, I'm having trouble with the sun right now.
Wrong.
Okay. So, next, the White Noise sleep machine recently.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
Yeah, this is, it came out, rolled out April Fool's Day, but it's, I'm looking at here, and it's still here. Oh. For $149.99, you can have a Star Trek White Noise sleep machine. This thing is, click the zoom. I'm clicking. There it goes. Yeah, it's basically, it's got like a little touchpad, little touch screen. You like basically put, yeah, I guess you put your phone somewhere on there, and then it has an app, and then you basically do the touch screen, and it'll do the whole.
That's pretty fucking
white
rad,
noise
actually.
From different. Yeah. So in terms of okay, so we have the USS Enterprise NCC 1701. Ambient sound here. It's a little loud. So if you want the 1701, that is totally up to you.
Now,
or if you're like, you know what, I want 1701, but I want, like, you know, engineering. So that's something that. So in case.
Oh, dude, that sounds like a binaural beat. Yeah. Something that you listen to is like
right, and then so now the we have the D, which I usually play. I usually play this one.
Yeah.
While we're talking about
funny
Star Trek stuff.
Funny and enough, guy.
Then there's the Enterprise D warp core. That's pretty cool.
Ooh.
Oh man, the ruptures. I mean, I'm like, you're listening to us in your car. Yeah. That's booming. It's got some presence. It sounds like a trailer or something.
Boing.
Boing. And if you're a fan of Deep Space Nine, there's that. Okay, so yeah.
Doo-doo.
Voyager. You get Voyager too. So by Voyager, basically sounds the same as the other one. And
no, you know what that sounds like? Go back to that warp core.
Warp core.
Go back to that warp core.
Yeah, shut up for a second. I always like this one.
This is nice.
Yeah, that's the one I could fall asleep to, honestly.
But go back to that one warp core, though.
The ambient sound of Voyager?
Yeah. No, the one that was like, boom, boom.
Oh, the warp core, yeah. For Enterprise D?
Yeah, listen to this. It kind of reminds me of that, like, part of that backing track for Super Metroid. It's like, doo-doo, 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 you know, like, doo-doo, doo-doo.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It sounds just like that.
But it's like an updated yeah. version. But anyway, yeah, $149.99 on ThinkGeek.com. Just remember, just go to CastwayStudios.com and click the ThinkGeek link.
Or you can go to YouTube and listen to that for like 24 hours for free.
Or you could do that.
Like the reason why I saved that for last.
I'm sorry. It just looks cool.
It does look cool. Here's my thing though. I've actually done that before, where I've fallen asleep to like the engine sound at night or something like that because I needed some white noise because I couldn't fucking sleep, and I just went on YouTube and I like you know had my laptop up and I just looked searched for like you know the ambient noise for 24 hours and I fell asleep and it was still going in the morning. So, yeah.
So beautiful yet so neutral. I see.
Okay.
I like the way you talk with your penis.
Yes, definitely.
So, I think, well, today we're reviewing episode 6, mm-hmm. The Enemy Within. Oh, yeah. We're going to go ahead, and I'll take a little
break. Does that sound good, everybody? Yeah. We're going to take a little break now. Back here in the Prime Directive. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Today's episode of Prime Directive is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible.com has thousands upon thousands of audiobooks. Enjoy one free audiobook by clicking the link in the episode description. If you like 80s nostalgia, I highly recommend Ready Player One, as read by Will Wheaton. Again, get a free audiobook by clicking the link in the episode description. This is Sean Holmes for Audible.com.
Okay, we're back.
And we're back, yeah.
From Woo! That wonderful long break.
Oh, that man on that ad just sounds like Buddha.
Oh, my God.
You, however, I have problems.
Who is he?
That mystery.
He sounds so hot.
Shut up, Ma.
Jewish mothers, fans of Prime Directive.
So, by the way, if you're watching the live stream or if you're watching the video, you'll notice something. We're wearing Batman and Superman shirts. Yeah. So keep a lookout because what we're going to do, and we're going to review this on BGN later, we're going to review with everybody around, like me, you, Colin, and Jordan, and Rocky.
Right.
But I feel like after we see the movie, mm-hmm. We're going to also do our own little take on it as well, and then we'll see how it meshes later on in the week on Thursday.
Take on me.
But yeah, we're going to stay tuned later tonight because we're actually going to do a review of Batman v Superman after we go see it because, you know, we waited a fucking week. I don't know why, but hey, you know what? Better late than never. So,
yeah.
All right, cool. Anyways, back to the show.
back to the show. So this episode is The Enemy Within. And I will say that this episode...
Okay.
we're going to start... Okay, if you want... obviously... We get through this. This is the sixth episode. We already know mm-hmm. that you watched the episode. And I'm going to try my best, and Brian's going to try as well, right?
Yes.
To avoid...
Any spoilers?
No, we do not have to avoid spoilers. What I'm saying is we're quite opposite of that. We can just go straight to talking about the major key points of the episode.
Yes. Okay, so this episode starts with a landing crew...
See? Said the key. We're not going to really pan over.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It literally starts with them on the planet's surface, and they're holding this dog.
Okay. So yeah. like this. This is exactly for all the live streamers out there.
This is
who is watching on the YouTube page. This is it. Yeah, he's just holding a dog.
It looks like someone created like one of those little like you know those like glowworm toys from back in the day. Right. It looked like they created like a pouch for a dog because I don't see the damn thing's paws at all. So it must be just scrunched up in there. The poor thing. It looks like they just kind of crammed this thing down this like weird dog condom that had like antennas on top of it, and the dog.
I'll buy
just...
that for a dollar.
And here's the thing: that dog, that entire episode, except for when it needs to be angry, is the most chill dog I've ever seen, ever. Like they must have been feeding this dog like weed brownies or something, because this dog is just fucking chill. And it's so funny because like you'll be seeing like.
I mean, look at this dog. He's just like he's what? Just... He's like whatever, man.
He's just like I mean, whatever. I guess this is my life.
I don't really care.
I gotta poop, but whatever.
Anyway, there are, you know, a couple of points about this. I think in terms of sick bay, if I've actually designed the category of sick bay to be not just death count, but also when people actually get sick, this episode would be off the charts. And even score extra credit points.
Oh, yes.
Like, because this episode, everybody's
in fucking sick
everybody's
bay.
Everybody's in sick bay.
Yeah.
And like, it's like the weird Star Trek version of herpes. Or mad cow disease.
No, I thought that was last episode, though, when everybody was getting space herpes. I mean, am I wrong?
Wait, what's with like these disease episodes?
I mean, the point is, like, you know, we're going somewhere that we shouldn't be, and like we're discovering all kinds of shit that we just have nothing, you know, in our systems to fight. You know, and it's a foreign body in every sense of the word. So of course we're gonna get fucked up by some weird crazy bacteria.
So okay, so this is a very Kirk heavy episode.
Oh yeah,
he's like, I'm like, this is some of the best quotes and some of the best everything comes.
He somehow
from,
managed to be both understated and eat the entire fucking scenery in one episode.
It was so beautiful. I'm thinking about taking on some of the quotes from this episode.
You do you, boo boo.
Oh yes, yes, I do me. I do me long time.
All right. Yes. Oh, quiet. Okay. Okay. So, what are some quotes?
I'm scrolling to find the one that I really want because.
Okay, well, while we're doing that...
I'm trying to find the one I really want. Show prep, people! For all of you young...
Little bit goes a long way.
Young podcasters out there, make sure you find the quote before you do... Oh, okay, I found it. So, okay. this is basically Kirk announcing over the intercom... I'll just set the clip up. Kirk's announcing over the intercom that there is an imposter on board, and this is how... the evil Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call him Evil Kirk.
Evil Kirk
reacts.
The imposter is not to be injured. Use minimum force. Repeat. The imposter is not to be injured.
I'm Captain Kirk.
He's fuming. I'll have to find, like, for all you people tuning in on Twitch or on castwavestudios.com.
I did not see him walk in, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Colin walked in, by the way, off camera.
What's up, bitch?
He's just interrupting my show, but that's okay. I won't edit any of this. Honestly, we're playing catch up for the begin with. I mean, you can pull. I mean, honestly, Colin, just pull up a chair and.
Well, we don't have any microphones.
Oh, you unhooked them?
Yeah, because you wanted the table to look all nice.
I'm not on this show anyway. So we'll
all right. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, now you are. You dick cheese.
Sorry, Jesus.
Colin, what's
Colin?
Colin,
be the voice the outside voice.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So.
No, this episode is a fucking train wreck already. I don't care.
Absolutely. Okay. So anyway, let's get on to the main meat of the episode. Mm-hmm. So this means we're kind of gonna go through engineering. So
yes.
We'll do that. Right now.
No, we have no extra beryllium sphere on board.
You know, that is really getting annoying.
So anyway, this is, well, the special effects. I will say...
dog condom.
What, dog condom?
Dog condom was amazing.
Out of 10 dog condoms. 10 dog condoms, which for Colin's amusement, I'll pull that picture up. out of 10 dog condoms, I'm probably gonna rate it like 4 out of 10 dog condoms.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, special effects means... Okay, in my book, special effects mean anything that helps you dive further into the episode.
I mean,
helps
there's...
You, helps yeah. you believe it. And there are points in this episode in which you're just like, okay, there's supposed to be two Kirks on screen. there's two Kirks on screen. But, like... It's clearly some other dude.
I mean, it just look at the dog.
The dog's like, fuck this shit,
fuck
man.
Fuck this shit.
Jesus Christ, I could be on, like, you know, I could be on...
Look at my puppy.
Look at my puppy.
Look at my wiener.
So anyway, what do you rate it, Brian?
I'm going to rate it about 5.
Okay, so...
Because, again, there's points where you're just like, okay, this is supposed to be, like, you know, Kirk's double, and there's obviously some other dude on board. You're like, okay, no, okay, oh, way man. To go, sweetheart, you tried, okay. But no, it's okay.
I can see the strings.
Pull the string! Pull the string! Anyways.
Now, next, we're going to do... The bridge, and unfortunately, I still don't have a sound effect for this.
No, you need to do the boatswain's whistle.
The
wrong.
Okay. we'll find something. This wasn't quick enough.
Whatever.
For to pull that. So
next time.
This is acting in the story.
Next time, Gadget. Next time.
So beautiful yet wrong. So neutral.
So, okay. A little overlapping zap.
Sean, did you just overlap your zap? Yo.
Stop testing our love.
I might have overlapped.
Overlap your zap.
Overlap zap.
Overlap your zap. Okay.
You're a man's man. You're a man's man's man.
Okay.
I swear to God, man, you win the goddamn soundboard.
I mean, really, sometimes it really to try to gain my thoughts, I use that as a padding.
Okay, fair enough.
So the bridge acting and story, I will say this is mostly Captain Kirk's, like, it's very Kirk heavy, and Kirk really is over the top, and I love it.
Yes.
And that's why, because it's so cheesy yet so pleasurable to watch, I'm thinking 20 out of 30.
Yes. I'm gonna go right ahead and actually, yeah, no, I'm gonna say right around the same time. I'd give it a 20 sounds right for me too. The thing is, if you're talking about, like, the arcs that, like, everybody in this episode goes through, like, who cries for the Yeoman? In this episode, like, she deals with so much shit in this episode, and she just has no idea what the fuck's going on, and you feel bad for her, and you also feel bad for the, you know, good side of Kirk, because he's just like, oh shit, like, I didn't do this, but I did.
Right.
There's a lot going on there, and it's a good episode.
So, okay, so that's 20 out of 30. So next one, we're going to do sick bay, and this is our death count.
Please state the nature of the medical emergency.
I'm thinking...
No, there is a death.
There's a death?
There's one death. Poor Moochie.
Oh, that's right. Well, in that case, we're going to give it... Oh, wow, that's really bad.
Poor dog.
Poor dog. I had to die. Its eulogy was... So I'm thinking I'm going to give it a
stop?
2 dog condoms out of 10.
Because there were 2 dogs that went in and only 1 came out and it was dead.
Yeah, 2 out of 10. All right. And next is the captain's log, which I actually can play zap for.
You're
this
a man's
one.
Man. You're a man's man's man.
Mm. Captain's log, stardate. Kiff, Tuesday, sir.
Good, good.
Yeah, good, good. So out of 10, this is a grading captain's job. I think I remember when, because we're re-recording this episode, I think I do remember it being...
Yeah,
his job being very bad. very horrible.
I mean, look at what the fucker was going through, though. He was literally going through, like, you know, like, midlife crisis isn't
the... I mean, like, is, yeah.
He was going through a
he
crisis.
Did have two halves of himself.
Yeah.
He did have the insecure and the secure side.
He dealt with a lot of crap in a very short amount of time.
Well, and that gives me a little bit more credit. So, yeah,
eight out of ten.
Not
only that, but he also had to worry about that landing party that was, you know, freezing to death. How the fuck did they not die, by the way?
I have no
idea. Captain, it's 72 degrees before... It's 72 degrees below zero. It's like, you should be dead.
Yes.
You should straight up be
dead. So what would you score it? I score 8 out of 10. What about you?
I'm scoring it a 10 out of 10, only because the captain was dealt an impossible situation. An absolutely impossible situation, and came out smelling like fucking roses. So, he did a great job.
Great Jorb.
Jorb!
Yeah. Great Jorb!
It's
so
a great Jorb,
Jorb. Battle Stations! And this is all the action. And I'm thinking there's quite a few shots and kind of tense moments. This does deserve like a good vote for the Battle Station. So I'm going 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
It did a good job.
Yeah, it did a good job there, you know. Strong bite. Now what, let's see. Cuz there was that fight between Kirk and Yim and Janice Rand. There was that fight between Kirk and Kirk. And then there was
the rape scene.
And then there was the internal battle between Kirk and Kirk.
There's also the rape scene.
Yeah. Wrong.
Very wrong. It was very, very wrong.
Yeah.
It makes you think.
So what's your score?
My score out of what again?
It's out of 10.
Out of 10.
Most of the categories are out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 6, a solid 6.
All right, we're going to 6, and then I liked it, so mine was a 9, so I guess we'll kind of, that's 8.
Okay.
We'll go with 8.
I mean, again, it's not the most
action-packed. Well, mine's 9, so that's so 7. So
it's not the most action-packed episode, but it doesn't need to be, because there's a lot of other shit going on.
Okay. So.
That fucking dog, man. I keep looking at that dog.
So 7 out of... Oh, poor dog. Poor dog.
Poor Dougie.
So right. Then next we're going on to the transporter room. Did they go anywhere?
Well, it's inside out.
I heard that.
It turned inside out? And it exploded.
So this is literally all transporter heavy.
Yeah,
this is transporter room like on
whatever
crack.
Whatever
this
score
is the ideal.
Whatever score you're giving it, it's like that out of that because
it's 10 out of 10.
It's 10 out of 10. This
no question.
They go through, not only do they go through like how it broke down and how they fixed it and all this other crap, and they send all these people through it. But then you also get like Scotty going like, no, I can't fix this without a week to work on it, and because you know evil Kirk sends a death ray over to like the freaking housing component down in engineering and blows the fucker up, which makes things all the more tense, and they're already as tense as they can be. Yeah, this is a very good transporter episode. Transporter room gets a 10 out of 10 for me.
Oh my god, and I think the kind of the transporter sounds in there were really cool as well, especially all the controls. Was definitely interesting.
And here's the thing, man. Like, can I point something out real fast?
Yeah.
Because with L cars on Next Generation, you can kind of understand. There's buttons there. They're designated. There's designated things there. You can kind of tell, like, okay, it's a touchscreen. You can put, I don't know what it is, but obviously they've been through training for that. Here in, the original series, they're just glowing gumdrops. That's all they are, is like these buttons. It's like glowing gumdrops. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know what button does what? There's no labels or anything.
Right.
And there's that logic part of my head going, like, it's a TV show, dude.
It's just
a fucking TV show. But at the same time, I'm like, no, God, there's got to be like a manual or a guidebook somewhere showing like, oh, well, this button does that one, and this one does that one, and yada, 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 yada. But whatever. Anyways.
Well, Spock did a good job bringing Kirk back to the ship and all that. So in terms of like, there's no actually aliens in this, but I'm thinking the aliens also is like the villain. And in this case, the villain is the dog.
The dog is the villain and the alien.
The dog is the villain and the alien. Oh.
Intruder alert on deck 8.
Yeah, so that's the new alien one.
What is?
Intruder alert on deck 8.
So anytime I talk about aliens, which is out of 20. Because it's the villain and it's everything. So this evil Kirk is also a part of this.
Oh, okay.
So I thought evil Kirk was pretty badass. He rampaged. He drank. He came in. He just walked in the room and just goes, "Brandy,
Brandy now,
Brandy now." And he's like stoops in the
it's like that show hasn't been on UPN for years, man. Come on.
like Dr. McCoy and whoever else was in there was like he's in the middle of like a doctor, like the guy's in the middle of a doctor's appointment, and then just Kirk just busts in, like not even caring about what they're saying on their conversation. Yeah. He just goes, "Brandy." I'm just like, excuse me, sir, adults are talking? Like,
I'm talking to Brandy right now. What do you want with her? Like, what the fuck? Oh, the drink. Okay, the fine,
fuck?
Whatever.
The fuck. I would say it was a fairly good job because it was Kirk, so yeah. And he was acting really really crazily, so I'm gonna go 14 out of 20.
Okay. As evil Kirk is one of my favorite, you know, like villains, I'm gonna give it a 17 because I love evil Kirk so fucking much. There's so much comedy there, and there's also so much like tension there as well. Like you laugh at certain things that you're supposed to, you know, menace at, but then there's also stuff that'll drag you in and be like, no, wait, okay, that's actually fucking terrifying.
All right, so I'll give in. I'll raise my vote so we can do a 16 out of 20.
Okay.
So
okay.
So we'll meet halfway there as much as we can.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah. Let's see. I think I added everything up correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And total is 68.5 out of 100.
How is it 68.5 out of 100 when like the last episode was like 74? What the hell?
The enemy within wasn't as good, I guess. I don't know. But here's the thing. It's one of those episodes where we're just gonna have to kind of accept.
Okay. I want to give it
the way it is.
Like I argue it's at least a very solid C for me. It's a solid C.
Are we grading on a curve? We're grading on a curve.
Maybe. I mean, because it's such a good episode. I want to give it a C at least.
So
possibly a B.
A C?
Or do you not like this episode that much? Like what the hell? Like I thought we were friends, Sean. What the hell?
I'm gonna recount. You plug away whatever you're doing.
All right. Well, if you're watching the stream, Colin showed up, and me and Colin will actually be at a meet May the 4th event. We're gonna be doing photography there. May 7th. Come on out. We're gonna be doing all kinds of fun stuff, and Colin is just like, no. Why are you saying that? Stop that.
Why are you plugging this?
Why?
Oh my god.
But it's on May 7th.
I couldn't hear him outside the mic. What was he saying?
He's talking about a Star Wars themed event. He's talking about a Star Wars themed event on a Star Trek podcast. I just thought that was funny.
Because we're plugging other stuff. We do other podcasts. I mean, come on. You know, whatever. Fine. You know what? Don't show up. Fuck it. Fuck it. We don't want you there.
Well, fuck
God.
It. We'll do it live.
May the 4th? Fuck that shit. Someone's got to take that out of context and be like, oh, you hate Star Wars, don't you? It's like, no. I'm going to be doing a new...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to be doing a new episode of One Drunk Geek here pretty soon. Sean, I'm going to need you free for a day because that's going to be an episode that we need to shoot. We're going to be doing a lot of really cool stuff. We're doing... we're working on Podcast Nation at the moment. We'll tell you more about it when we actually have something a little more concrete. But it's a really cool idea, and as soon as we have something to show you guys, I'm pretty hyped about it. And, how about you, Sean?
You can follow me on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
Sean L. Holmes. Mm-hmm. Also, you can check out Boldly Going Nowhere podcast. Ears listen, as we say. You find all that on castbystudios.com. Also, I mean, really do me a favor. I mean, I know we mention the Amazon thing a lot,
mm-hmm.
and we do mention it jokingly, like, oh, you should selfless plug or whatever. But honestly, it is, we do get a little bit back on that if you shop through the portal, and it doesn't really, it's not really much for you, but it's kind of, you know, it's tremendous for us. The more people do it, the better it is.
Yeah.
So basically, you just have to re-bookmark your Amazon link to our page, through link. It's not it's really not that hard. If anyone needs help setting it up, please shoot me a message at Sean L. Holmes on Twitter, and at BGM Podcast, and we can certainly help you out with that.
Or like, you know, we could start giving out our Facebooks.
Facebook.com. Just look for me, Sean Holmes, or look for Brian Massey,
mm-hmm.
And you should recognize us from a live stream if you're. Yep. There you go.
It's like, oh, that guy. Okay.
So,
Did you rescore it? Is it?
Yes. Like... Yes, it's rescored. I forgot to add in the 7 points. For the battle stations.
Oh, okay.
Look at rating on a curve, so 75.5. So I am going with 76.
Oh, okay, cool. So that's a pretty
solid
C.
It gets extra points, Brian.
Right on. I dig it.
So,
See, they should have done that recount in Florida, shouldn't they? What happens when you recount. Anyways. Right.
So now we start mentioning politics. It becomes less of a Star Trek episode.
It doesn't.
For Prime Directive...
It turns into the perfect Star Trek episode. What are you talking about? No, that's next gen, motherfucker. We'll get into that soon.
That's diplomacy. Yeah. Okay. For Prime Directive, I'm Sean Holmes.
And for Prime Directive, I'm Brian Massey.
And you've been...
You've been directed.
You've been trekked, motherfuckers.
Goodbye. Peace.